All right, Kiss Army, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for giving us your time today and letting us into your head. I hope we don't do any damage. This is a Kiss-related podcast by the board for the board. We hope that you enjoy.
All right, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. I'm your host, Julian Gill. We've got the whole gang here today. Lonnie, St. Louis, Kiss.
What's up?
Marcus Almighty, Mark.
Greetings.
The very happy voice of reason, Ken.
Yes, hello.
Well, he'll have a lot to say shortly. And Daniel Weeze on the board. All right, thank you, Ms. D. I can't see your name, Mrs. We'll just say Ronnie Parker, Sylvie, keep it greasy. Thank you for joining us. And anyone who's joining us live and joins in, thank you as always for giving us the time. And if you're catching us later, well, thank you as well, because we appreciate your support. This week, we're going to be doing a Summer Kiss playlist. And I've polled each one of the participants, including myself, to provide me with a list of 12 songs that they think work best for a summer playlist. And then I've done the math and decided what we're going to talk about. I've seen what we've voted for and how we've ranked them to come up with a Kiss FAQ playlist, and Ken will have a lot more to say about that shortly. But for now, what's the news this week? Anyone bought any Kiss stuff that you want to show and tell?
I have non-Kiss, but I'll wait till everybody
shows. I have my, I had a trade of Kiss stuff. So that came this week. So what I got, I traded away Creatures of the Night, vinyl. Okay. Filmworks label.
The Filmworks label, yeah.
The Filmworks label that I outbid Julian on years ago. I traded that. I traded that for this. This is the 50th anniversary picture disc. Oh, cool. I don't know if you want to see the actual picture disc. It's very nice though. The cover has the sequins on it and all that stuff.
Very nice.
Oh, yours is straight. Nice.
Here's the back.
Wow.
The real
big. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah, it's kind of shiny.
It goes well against the matte, what looks like matte print.
Nice cover. Yeah, it comes with that poster, little small version of that, the poster.
Oh, Bill Elam, how are you?
Of that,
Oh, nice.
It's okay. We got the poster that was in the other, in the Kisteria set that was in color. That was better. And then, this really actually looks pretty nice, the actual vinyl of this picture disc.
Mm. Oh, good choice on the picture there. That does look good.
I like the picture. And then the Earth side is this one here.
Mm. Yeah. Very cool. Very collectible looking.
So, it's nice. I thought that's a good trade. I kind of felt like, oh, I probably should have gotten that, or I forget what happened. I missed it. Mm. And, I thought, well, the opportunity to trade for that, worked out. Unfortunately, I had someone come and he wanted, the Creatures, album. So it was a nice, even trade.
Very good. I actually bought something this week as well. I was, I needed to reference something, and I found that I didn't have it anymore. And the copy that I scanned on the FAQ scan site wasn't good enough for my needs. So I repurchased the Music Life Kiss Encyclopedia from 1977.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
One of the big glossies from the tour. Very, very cool. They did two of the encyclopedias. Back in the day when I was first getting into the group in the 80s, you often saw those advertised in the back of music magazines, Kiss Encyclopedia. They were always really expensive as well. They still are expensive for that matter. So very, very cool to see that. And it had exactly what I needed in it. So, it is available on the FAQ scan for anyone who wants to read it and look at the pictures, but it is all in Japanese.
Nice. Yeah.
Which
it is Japanese.
pain in the ass to translate, but it can be done, and it is being done. Mark, you bought some non-Kiss stuff. Which David Bowie album do you have this week?
I will show you.
Oh, this is David Bowie?
No, but this I was waiting for a very long time, and if you're a fan of Mr. Bowie, especially this album, this is a must-have because it takes you from the very, very beginnings, the seed of the start of this album, right to the very conception of it, and that is the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust. This is the Rock and Roll Star box set.
Oh, Lord.
And it has a huge book. And what's really cool about this, which I thought was a brilliant addition to this, I'll show real quickly here, is they recreated his notebook that he had when he was writing the whole thing. So he comes with this booklet, like a notebook. And inside you have all his recreations of his lyrics that he hand wrote.
Cool.
And all these little things that he has, that he's like little notes to himself and chords and, you know, just outlines of certain songs that he did. I mean, you have like Moon Age Daydream from like its earliest seed when there was like absolutely no recognition of it from its earliest point to how it became. And you get 5 CDs in here. All right. It comes in this book here. I'll just make this quick for you. And it's really nicely done. It has, you know, all kinds of pictures and stories about each thing that's in there. You got 5 audio discs and 1 Blu-ray, right? And the Blu-ray is great because it, you know, has a really high quality 192, 24-bit, but it has like all the singles, even stuff that I'd never even really heard before, like, you know, and that's got to be something because I've heard quite a lot of this stuff, but all the singles, all the things in it. What I like about this is that it goes in sequential order, so you can actually see how the album develops as you go through all the CDs. And by the time you get to the end of it, you know, you're at the finished product, and it sounds great. So if you like this album, I highly, highly recommend it. Get the CD version. The vinyl version is only like 2 LP, and it's just like a best of and just has like little things here and there. So it's not really worth buying the vinyl of this. The CD is the way to go with this because it's way, way, way more info and way more audio to sift through. So that's what I got.
Okay, very cool. Well, this week, or coming up this week, we should be dropping the next episode of the Inner Sanctum podcast, so check it out if you're so inclined. Somewhere around Wednesday, I think. What other news is there? Gene wishes that he'd been harder on Peter and Ace. Lonnie, what do you make of that?
Blah, blah, blah. More of the same bullshit. We can't get, you know, we can't move on. We can't move past it. Any chance, I mean, and I sound like a broken record, just like Gene does. Any chance we get, good morning, everybody. We're gonna take a stab at Ace and Peter. Any chance we get, even now that we're retired, we're still gonna take stabs at them. And what for? What's the point anymore? I'm just over it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem to make much point when Gene was distracted and focused on Hollywood and Diana Ross and Cher. He had just as many sins, though they may not have been chemical. So did he think he was going to be someone's mommy and daddy? No. Daniel, what's your take on
that? They were never meant to be marathon runners, Peter and Ace. I don't think they would have stayed together, even if Ace and Peter would have been sober. I think Ace, especially Ace, wanted to do a solo career. So it really wouldn't matter. He would have been gone even if he had been a sober guy. And Peter, you know, it wasn't really his kind of music anyway. So I think he would have found some other outlets as well. So even if Gene had been so hard on them and made them become sober, they would have left anyway.
Yep. Kick some ass, Josh.
Yes.
Kick some ass. Ken, is Gene... are you your brother's keeper? Is Gene responsible for keeping people in line and inflicting his... and just before you answer that, I was actually listening to a phone call I had with Stephen Coronel years ago. And he was talking about Gene and how Stan, Paul Stanley, obviously, and Steve in the winter of 1970 and 71 used to pick up bottle of Boone's apple wine, if anyone remembers that shit.
Yeah,
absolute gut rot. And they'd warm themselves up in the cold Wicked Lester rehearsal loft. And Gene would sit there and he just wouldn't get it. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that? And Steve recounted he and Stan giggling at Gene. I mean, you either knew it or you didn't. Gene just couldn't ever put himself in someone else's place. He absolutely lacks any sort of empathy for something he doesn't understand. Ken.
Yeah, I understand what he means. Because I think he really wanted the original four to make it to last the whole time. I think that he regrets maybe not doing something different, like being harder on them, to maybe, try to get them into rehab, who knows what, to keep them together. Like Daniel said, they probably would have broken up anyway. They could have been harder on Gene too, focus more on the music and not on, the women or whatever. So they're all responsible for, each one of them were responsible for their little things that they had going at the time. So yeah, I understand. I think the real part of it for him though is he really wishes that they could have made it, the whole way as the four, but
I don't know.
It just didn't happen. It doesn't happen hardly ever with any group.
No. And I'm not sure I would have wanted them to stay together through the 80s. I think they would have, Ace and Peter through the 80s, they weren't, that kind of music was too advanced for them. So we would have
missed.
I think we would have missed out on a lot of great songs. There would be no Heavens on Fire, Not for the Innocent, that kind of stuff. So,
no reunion.
Yeah, the reunion was cool, but through the 80s, I think I almost prefer Vinnie Vincent and Bruce Kulick and all those guys.
Groups weren't supposed to last more than 5 to 7 years. Yeah. That was kind of the natural lifespan. Mark, any takes on Gene and Paul, Gene's latest pontifications?
Well, I agree with everybody, what they've been saying. I mean, I think, what Lonnie said, there's very, very valid points there that, it's more of the same with him all the time, not letting it go. And I understand what Ken's coming from with his points as well. I mean, with me, I almost get the feeling that he's just bringing something up like this because he wants to just keep himself in the news. If he doesn't have something to talk about, he's not in the news. And then, Gene just can't have that. Now that Kiss is done, what else, how else will he get himself in the media, sure, they're doing the solo tour, but compared to a Kiss tour, it's not really anything to talk about in the grand scheme of things, right? So he has to keep himself in the news somehow. So what else is better than to talk about his ex-bandmates yet again? So, am I a surprise? No. What else can you do? These guys are only going to listen to him to a point. And that's it. How are you going to talk Ace out of not drinking, or having a good time? It's just not going to happen, right?
Yeah. And again, I'm sure they would have liked to made more money because obviously that's where the money was. But Bill Aucoin and Glickman Marks are who made the money because they took everything off the top. And the guys in Kiss, such brilliant businessmen, weren't. Question from Keep It Greasy. Is it true the Destroyer box set will get a vinyl release just as Creatures did? I don't know. If Creatures did well enough, then I'm sure it probably would. Because, again, they can release product that's already approved in a similar format. So anything's possible. Now, did Creatures do well enough? Who knows? I'm not a bean counter. Let's get into today's... What did I say?
The Creatures.
Well, the creatures did as well as the bean counters anticipated and budget. It's all down to spreadsheets, items with profit and loss statements. I don't want to talk about Ace's show last night. Some things are best left discussed. So let's talk about a Summer Kiss playlist. And I want to know how each one of us approached this, because it was really kind of fun to come up with a summer playlist, because there's a Kiss for every mood. Lonnie, how did you approach a Kiss playlist?
Well, I thought about, when I think of summer, I think about just good times and good vibes and just positive energy. And like almost like a party type soundtrack though too, you know, like a backyard type of barbecue type of soundtrack type of thing. And also songs that I guess would reminded me of my youth in the summertime, that one, because we all these songs mean different things to us, because it was all based on timeline and that. And I thought about, well, certain songs that meant certain things to me, especially like probably when I was younger, like in high school and college and things like that. It's kind of how I approached it. And they had to be fun songs. I mean, there's no ballads in my list or anything like that. And like Rain didn't make my list. You know, that's not a fun song.
That's just not summer.
Right? like Rain isn't on my list, and like or like you know, Under the Rose isn't on my list either. You know, those songs, you know, don't remind me of summer. So that's how I went about it. Just fun songs that, especially ones that maybe, you know, reminded me of summer being, you know, especially, you know, time in between going to school.
Daniel, what about you? How do you look at summer in the far north, where your days are eternal at the moment, aren't they?
We long for summer up here because most of the year is pitch black and there's snow everywhere. So summer is real special. And I think Lonnie nailed it when he said like a barbecue soundtrack. That was what I was going for as well. You know, freedom, carefree times, vacation. You got all the time in the world and there's no problems and you can do whatever the heck you feel like doing. No one is tying you down. No boss is telling you do this, do that. You don't have to go to, you know, meetings and that kind of stuff. It's just freedom to do whatever you want to. So the barbecue soundtrack is what I went for.
Mark, how about you?
Pretty much exactly the same thing. I mean, for me, summertime, I have certain records that I listen to, whether it's Kiss or any of the other bands I listen to. Every discography sort of has that winter sort of vibe, summer sort of vibe. So with this, I did this exact same thing. And with Kiss, it's a lot simpler, I think, with that, because they have a lot of sort of party-ish songs that you can put in the car and blast, and, you know, that's totally suit the summertime. So for me, it wasn't very hard at all to come up with them, because I always had these sort of go-to songs for the summer from Kiss. So it was pretty simple. And I agree with Lonnie and, you know, with the Daniel as well. You know, it's something that you would envision when you're outside with the guys having a barbecue and drinking some beers. These are the songs you would play.
Yeah, Lonnie and Daniel nailed it for me, so I've got nothing to say. Ken, how about you?
Yeah, for me, it was more about the Kiss songs that either I was listening to during a summer period of time when shortly after maybe the albums came out, you know, albums like Dynasty and Unmasked and Love Gun. Those were all released at a certain time. Now you guys, I think all you guys were too young to pretty much experience when those albums came out, and playing those during that time period right after, you know, so summer was came definitely right after, you know, Unmasked and Dynasty. I actually missed the year before. I missed the Love Gun one because I don't think I bought it. I might have bought it actually that summer, but no, I didn't buy it because I bought Alive 2 first. But anyway, and that was my first take on it. And then the other ones were, okay, what other songs that I feel are kind of summerish type songs that I can get into that would fit with those other songs. I kind of picked songs that I felt were more, I wouldn't say party in a way, but more felt like summer to me, I guess, just based on their lyrics.
Some of us young whippersnappers had the end of summer to celebrate more. Come September, you're going back to school and Kiss is dropping albums. So that was
okay,
that was kind of more about what it was.
But on one hand, when you say that, I kind of wonder, because I understand what you're saying, that, you know, we weren't young enough to understand listening to those albums in the summertime. But the thing is, though, what difference does that really make? I mean, I can listen to them now. I can get the vibe if they're a summer record to me or not, whether I'm, you know, 10 years younger than you or 20 years younger than you. I mean, if it clicks with me in the summertime or not, it doesn't matter if the record's 50 years old or 1 year old, you know?
I was listening to those albums, like when you first get a Kiss album, you play it over and over.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like on your top playlist during that time. So that those albums, like I said, you know, Dynasty and Unmasked especially, were right when, you know, school ended and summer was beginning. And I was playing it through that summer for the most part, more than any other Kiss album. Until then, I got, you know, maybe a little tired of it, and then went to back to the other Kiss albums and that sort of thing, or when the next Kiss album came out.
I'm really excited about this competition. I have no idea.
It's a competition.
Competition.
Is this a competition?
Ranking. Okay.
Come on.
The ranking. I have no idea which song will end up at number one. I have no idea.
It's a competition. Okay.
Well, only let's Julian talk knows. About the songs.
Each I lost the competition.
Each one of us submitted a list of 12 songs.
Yeah.
And that resulted in 39 unique songs being thrown into the mix. Oh, and from there, I'm going to go through the ones which we're not going to be talking about. These are some of the summer song picks that did not make the list. Torpedo Girl, A Single Point,
Me,
Shouted Out Loud, is actually shocking in some ways.
Yeah.
All Night, Psycho Circus, Me. Shandy, I Me. Love It Loud, I Was Made for Loving You, Domino, Getaway.
Me?
Getaway. Getaway was mine.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll. Lick It Up. Forever. Magic Touch.
Forever.
Tomorrow and Tonight. Any Way You Slice It.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce. Dirty Lemon.
Yep.
Under the Gun. Ooh, mine. Calling Dr. Love. Charisma.
Yeah,
that's Ken. I'm Alive.
All these Ken songs.
Mine.
I know.
Ken doesn't have a song.
Flaming
list.
Youth. Mine. Rise to It. I think that was Mark's. Tomorrow. So yeah, all of those songs did not make it. And just looking
mostly
at
mine.
Our
Ken has nothing left.
I only have three songs that made the list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And let's talk about that, Ken. Ken had three songs that made it. Everything else was like rejected because of two people, Lonnie and Daniel.
Yeah.
Had 9 and 10 songs
the
each.
Youngsters.
That those went through. Snappers. So you guys.
Daniel and I are close in age, run the same way.
Yeah.
I see that.
You skewed it. And I guess the two Asylumites, Mark and I, are equal with only 6 of our picks making it through to the final list. So let's just start with, because of the number of ties, we've got 15 songs left. And in 15th place with 10 points, it's a tie between Come On and Love Me and I Want You. So, Mark, I Want You. Why is that a summer song?
I just always feel when I hear that song, it just gives me that summer vibe to it, you know. And that when I remember when I actually first got that CD years back again. I mean, it was August. I remember that because it was right around the Civic holiday weekend when I had rebought it finally. And I remember just putting that in the car, opening the windows, blasting it. And it was just such a great way to start off that day in the heat of the summer. It was such a... And it has that crunch, that no bullshit sound to it. It's really such a great song. And Paul's, you know, singing his head off in there. It's fantastic. I think it's a great summer song. What a great way to start off the day, you know?
Well, you're the only one who voted for it. So, and you ranked it pretty high up on your list. So that's why it's on the list.
Yeah.
Just like Come On and Love Me, Daniel, that's on you.
Yeah, it's I feel you, Mark. I didn't think of I Want You, but I can easily see it being a summer song. You know, that crunching guitar and that classic chorus. Come On, Love Me is more like being in places you normally haven't been. You know, meeting new people. I think in this case, he meets a girl. But if you're thinking, you know, a bit broader, if you have a broader scope, you can see it like meeting new people, making new friends, and not hesitating. You go for it.
You go for it without any concern. It's sort of a freedom song, you know. And you, if you look at the lyrics, when she met me, said she'd get me. I took her hand, baby, this is what... There's no hesitation, you know, it's freedom. You go for the throat, you go for it. You're all in. And that's summertime to me, you know. Meeting new people, you know, new situations, freedom. So Come On Along is, it's like a perfect summer song for me.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie, since these
I'm
two
surprised
guys,
Lonnie didn't pick.
I did not vote for Come On and Love Me. It's in a surprising traitor. Turn in events. Yeah. Hmm.
Either of those songs get anywhere near your list, Lonnie, or do you
come
think
on,
they're not
Come thriving? On and Love Me was definitely up there, but I left it off because I was trying to be more unique and not just list my favorite Kiss songs. You know what I mean?
Less predictable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Trying to be a little less predictable, not just pick, well, these are my favorite Kiss songs, so yeah, I like to make them like summertime playlist type song. I mean, for sure, if I'm having a barbecue or something and I'm putting out a playlist, I, you know, Come On and Love Me probably does make the cut. But
so you made a mistake there, Lonnie.
Man, I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I overthought it a little bit.
You did.
Because I didn't want to be too predictable, so I left Come On and Love Me off for that reason. I was trying to not pick the same songs every time.
Well, just like those two songs made the list only because of two participants in this conversation, the next two are a tie on 11 points are because of, again, a single high pick by two people on this panel. Naked City, Ken, that's one of your few picks to make it just because you ranked it so highly.
Yes, sir.
Why is that a summer song?
Well, from like I said, it was a summer. Unmasked was a summer, one of the summer albums for me. I listened to that. And it's one of my favorite songs off that album. And I, you know, Naked City, you feel the New York. I just think of the hustling and bustling, the, you know, millions of people out and about on a summer night. You know, New York is 24 hours long and. You know, going. So it just felt right to me to choose that song.
I just think of Gene sitting on a summer balcony naked, watching everyone else have fun, wishing naked.
Wow.
Oh, naked, Lord. The Naked City.
It's a vision I did not need in my head.
Burn my eyes.
Oh, no.
Well, I also ranked Strutter very highly because it just made me think back to the girls of summer. And strutting around in their halter tops, looking fine, knowing that they're looking fine, and knowing that I didn't have halter fucking tops, chance. Man. So that just that's reminds me of summer, kind of the girls on the boardwalk, you know, the girls being girls, and the guys being guys, looking at the girls being girls. So, Mark, Strutter and Naked City, either of those get anywhere near your summer list?
No, not at all. Well, Strutter, I was thinking about it, but then to me, like, I don't know, I go a lot by just instinct. And when I say that song, the first thing that comes to my head is not summer for some reason. It just doesn't hit me as a summer song. I mean, it's a great song, don't get me wrong, right? But I mean, like, Naked City, I've always kind of feel that that's more of a song that has to do more with the nighttime. I think Ken hit the nail on the head with that. It's definitely a sort of a night feel to it, but I don't know if it's necessarily summer night feel, but that's, you know, everybody has their own opinions on that, right? But it's definitely a song about the evening time, the nighttime, when all the stuff that happens at night happens. But Strutter, it's a great song, but I just never get a summer feel off of that for some reason.
You're right. Daniel, what about you?
I asked my girlfriend for some tips because she's heard quite a few Kiss songs through the years, and her first pick was Strutter. She thought that was a summer pick, and I dwelled for some time, but it didn't make my list. But I do see what Julian means, and we all had that feeling, you know, watching girls and knowing that I might not have a chance there, but it's still it's still fun to look.
Doesn't hurt the look.
Naked City never struck me as a summer song, but Strutter was pretty close to making my list.
Lonnie.
Yeah, Strutter is a good argument Julian had. That one is
But that's just a frustrating argument. You don't want to it think about that. You want to feel the good time.
Yeah, Strutter's like a kind of like a frustrating argument. It's a good one, Daniel. That you know you like Julian said, girls doing their thing, and you're just sitting there watching them go by type thing. That's a strong case. I definitely can get
on board. So you guys can't appreciate art. You have to experience it for it to be art.
I'd like to. Oh, no,
I can appreciate it. My grandma used to always say, if you're not looking, you must be dead. So, All right. So I can definitely appreciate it.
Let's move on to the next tie, which these first few are. And on 13 points, Heaven's on Fire, because of two people, tied with Take It Off, which... I'm shocked that Take It Off is this low down this list. Yes. And three of us voted for it, but none of us, I guess, voted for it high enough for it to move up the list. So, Mark, get us started with Heaven's on Fire, since that's down to you and Daniel, and you rank this very highly.
Well, I mean, come on. If you can't see why this song is not a summer song, then you got to have something wrong with you. I mean, this song is all about the summertime, you know. It's very upbeat. It's very lively. I mean, even the video to it is like good times, partying, you know. They wouldn't have filmed this in the winter somewhere outside in the snow. You know, they would definitely be doing this around swimming pools and girls in bathing suits and, you know, this is exactly what the epitome of what a summer song is. This is what it's about, man. That this is what it's, you know, that's why when I see some of these other takes on here, like selections, I mean, I understand that, you know, everybody has their own taste, but I can't imagine somebody picking like a song like, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, like Hotter Than Hell, for example. Like, that doesn't sound like a summer song. Just lyrically, maybe you could reference summer. But that has no summer upbeat vibe to it at all. It's just like a really slow plodding song. About it. Upbeat. Come on. Upbeat, you know, rocking. And I know I might have stepped on someone's toes saying that, but hey, it is not an upbeat song, that, compared to this, not even close. And I'm surprised Daniel's making a face, because this is, I thought, Daniel's, you know, holy song for him, his entry song. And, you know, this is everything that a summer song is about. You're looking at it right here.
Well, it made Daniel's list, and it only just did. And I was like, wow, it's really that far down Daniel's list? Did it keep getting bumped by other songs? Because I know it's important to you.
Yeah, it might be the same case as Lonnie stated before when he talked about his favorite song. I didn't want to be too obvious. You know, Come and Love Me didn't even make his list. But Heaven's on Fire, to me, it's a party song. It's all about having fun, meeting new interesting people, the good time. So to me, it is a summer song, but there are stronger summer songs in Kiss catalog. But I do like Heaven's on Fire, and I'm a bit surprised that only Mark picked it besides me. I thought it would get more votes.
Well, it tied with Take It Off, which had three of us voting for it. And of course, that's highly on Lonnie's list.
It is. Take It Off. It's hot. It's summer. Come on. Yeah. Take It Off's a perfect song.
Yeah. Yeah. For, it is.
For a little backyard barbecue. It's like, hey, you know, a little warm out here. Make yourself comfortable. So.
Take it off in your backyard. Uh-huh.
Right? Take off some clothes.
Show yourself off to the neighborhood a little bit. See what they're missing out on, type thing.
So, let the dong schlongs hang out there in the wind there.
I wasn't talking about dudes, Mark.
Oh, I'm sure you were, Lonnie. I'm sure you were.
But, you know, I think it's a great summer song, right? You know, and I guess kind of like Ken, you know, like for me, like Revenge came out in May, and I played the hell out of that album, you know, the summer of 92. So,
yeah,
I didn't go crazy on Revenge songs because I wanted to, you know, look at the whole catalog, but I did look at, you know, I played the hell out of Revenge when I was in the summer of 92, and some of those songs I couldn't leave off, but Take It Off just makes sense for me for a summertime song.
And Ken, you just sit tight. We'll get to one of the songs that you picked eventually. I'm sure there's a one or two left in this conversation that you'll get to have something to say about. But I also had Take It Off on mine, and it's just impossible. It's a summer song. It it encapsulates everything that Lonnie just said. Daniel, you had it as well.
Yeah, it made my list as well. I think it feels like it's about people letting off some steam, you know, throwing off their clothes and having fun. There's no problems on the horizon. Or maybe it's about a damn pervert looking at girls. I'm not sure. but anyhow, it's a great vibe. It makes you feel good when you listen to it, and you feel free and carefree. And for me, it's sure as hell is a good summer song.
Other than us being wrong, Ken, do you have anything to say about Heaven's on Fire or Take It Off as summer songs?
Heaven's on Fire is okay. I think that's fine as a summer song. That works okay. Take It Off. I guess you could have easily picked that. It's just kind of a stripper. I think of a strip club kind of song, you know. Instead of that, off of Revenge, I chose Domino off of Revenge. And I think of that, the video of Gene in a convertible, you know, driving down whatever, Sunset Boulevard or whatever. And he has his, he's eating, you know, drinking out of his cup and all that kind of stuff. It's like a summer night kind of thing. That's how I got that one, why I picked Domino instead of Take It Off.
Well, Domino's what he did after sitting on the balcony naked. He threw some clothes on and went for some food.
There you go.
His active social life. Mark, Heaven's on either of those songs, whatever we're talking about. Take It Off and the other one.
Yeah. Well, Take It Off to Heaven's on Fire. I think I already went through this, though.
Did you? Okay,
did you?
Fine.
Yeah. There you go.
I lose next. Track of shit. So yeah, we know that. Next. All right. So next is yet another tie on 14 points. Mm-hmm. Cold Gin.
Yeah.
And Take Me. Lonnie, get a start with Cold Gin. And Take Me. You voted for both of them.
I did. I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wow. I don't know what I voted. That's great.
I did. Cold Gin, though, my heater's broken. I'm so tired, you know, and maybe you don't need the heater in the summer, but, you know, just cold gin time again, just hanging out and drinking and having a good time type song. And, you know, it's just a fun riff and a fun song. I think it's very fitting. And Take Me, I had that number two on my list. I think Take Me is a great summertime song, especially about being young in the summertime and
getting a blow.
You know, messing around with the girls, you know, type thing, just kind of carefree type days like we were talking about at the top of the show, you know, like her mama didn't know she was there type thing. You know, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, that kind of takes you back to your youth a little bit, hearing songs like that and being in high school or college and, you know, remembering times like that. So what am I obsessed with? but I think Take Me's a fun summertime song. I had that. I almost put it number one, actually.
So you never struck me as the sort to be a cold gin guy.
I'm not a gin drinker. No. I am a beer guy, and my buddies try to get me to drink harder stuff, and I'm not. I'm a Midwesterner, man.
You're Yingling or nothing.
I'm Yingling or Budweiser. I live in St. Louis, so
what a name that is.
Jingle? Never heard of it.
Jingling, right. Yingling.
Yeah, cold gin. My heater's broke. I'm so tired. That's more of a winter song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Daniel, you're the other reason why cold gin is on this list.
Yeah.
And I guess in Sweden, cold gin does come in handy in the winter. Why is it a summer song?
Well, I think this song is really about a carefree person who just likes to have fun. You know, he just needs the cheapest drink around, and then he's all set. And he goes out and have fun, and then he, you know, maybe drinks a little bit too much, but the next day he just go and get another one, and he's all set again. So it's sort of a carefree song, you know, being young, being going out, meeting people. I like that type of vibe. And the other one, Take Me, also made my list. I had it in the 10th place. But that's all about meeting a new friend and going out for a good time in the car. Friend. Yeah. So I like both of those songs.
Yeah, both of these picks were down to you and Lonnie, by the way. Ken, what? You must approve. Ken must approve of Take Me at least.
Take Me, I do approve of that. I didn't choose it, but now thinking about it, I remember playing Summer of 1980. I also played, besides Unmasked a lot, I was playing Rock and Roll Over a lot during that time period. And Take Me was a very, I was enjoying that song during that time period, Summer of 80. I remember that. Cold Gin, yeah, I can see where, even though it says my heater's broken and so tired, Paul in concert would say you need something to cool you off, right? So if you take it from that standpoint, yeah, maybe it's, you know, you need to cool off, you know, a hot summer day with some cold gin. So that's okay. It works to a degree. But I went past that and I thought, oh, yeah, my heater's broke. You know, you're gone. It's winter to me when I hear that line. So, yeah, those are all right.
By the way, I have to second Lonnie. I don't drink that heavy stuff. I only drink beer, but the feel, you know, going out careless, getting a bit drunk, that's summer for me. Can't do it in winter. If I fall asleep outside, I'll die.
Yeah.
You can't drink here in winter. You freeze
like
to death.
Kansas City fans.
God.
The ones who froze, Milani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happened to sports fans. So, Mark. What do you got to say about Cold Gin or Take Me?
Well, neither of them made my list, but I like both songs, obviously. Cold Gin, I'm kind of in the same boat as Ken with that. I mean, that to me immediately strikes me as a winter song. I mean, you know, it definitely sounds like he's drinking to keep warm. That's definitely what the lyrical message is in this. And, you know, I understand. I mean, you know, being of the Slavic background, you know, we love our vodka, you know, and I'll say I'm not a beer guy, I'm not a gin guy, and if I do drink anything, it's definitely vodka for me, right? But, you know, I'm not a big drinker. I haven't drank steady for years. I have a drink once in a blue moon here and there, but I like my vodka, and that's why I don't like to drink very much, because if I drink it, I'll drink a lot, and that's not a good thing. So I understand the lyrical part. Come on, don't forget who wrote this. This is Ace, okay? So this is, he knows about his alcohol just a lot better than those other three, for sure. So, I can understand why people do like it. It is a catchy song. It, you know, and alcohol and summer go hand in hand, so it definitely makes sense, right? Take Me, I think Daniel hit it right in the head. It's a very upbeat summer song again. You know, and when you're talking about, you know, meeting a new girl and, you know, putting her feet up on the roof of the car and giving it to her, that's all about summertime, right? So, you know, having a good time in the car, it's a, you know, but, you know, that's summertime. Take Me, right? There you go.
Okay. Well, Ken. Hi, Ken.
Ken's still here.
Are you still with us?
In seventh place on 15 points, not only because Ken has this as his favorite summer song, but it's only Ken's second song that we've been able to talk about today. So, Ken, Christine, 16, why is that a summer song for you?
Well, it's more, well, I love the song, but it's more of, you know, this is the methodology of this one was, yes, Love Gun came out June 30th? 17th. Oh, whatever it is.
Well, I don't know. That's a hot button.
That's a debate right there. The release dates are a debate on that one. But, so that's one reason. I think I was listening to that around that time too, enjoying that. But the other reason is, you know, I thought, oh, maybe Gene, you know, where he's, you know, talking about, I saw you come out of school that day. I thought, well, yeah, it's like the, you know, I picture it as the last day of school, and like in June, and saw you coming out of school that day, and blah blah blah, you know, so on. And he's stalking her, but but I just enjoy the song. I mean, It's just why it's on my list.
He's dragging her off into his kiss van. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the kiss van. That, yeah, true. Anyway, that's it. I it's just more I like that song, and it was around that summer. I listened to it a lot during the summer.
Mark, you also voted for Christine 16.
Yeah, I mean, as shaky as the lyrics are in this song, look, and we've discussed this numerous times. I mean, back in 1977 when this came out, I mean, nobody had that kind of mentality. Nobody gave a shit about the same issues that we do now, right? I mean, and plus, these guys were also like 20 years old back then when they were writing it, so it wasn't nearly as creepy as hearing Gene in his 70s sing it, right? So, but. You know, the feel of the song is ultimately why I picked it, because it to me, that sort of whole vibe of it is very upbeat, and it's very, very summer. Like I do remember, and this is no lie, I do remember hearing a few times when I went down to Wasaga Beach here in Ontario, a few people with their convertibles, and I heard, believe it or not, Christine 16 amongst other songs from the Love Gun album played in these people's cars. I mean, maybe they kind of think the same way, that it's one of those songs that, like Ken, were impacting them in their youth when they were in summer times, you know, listening to that stuff. So I can understand why it connects with people. And it's one of those songs, again, where when I listened to it, I immediately thought summer. You know, it didn't have that sort of vibe of like a winter song. So I definitely understand why that got picked.
Sorry, lads. Didn't enter my orbit of thinking. Lonnie, what about you?
I think that Christine 16 makes sense for summertime. I didn't have it on my list, but it definitely makes sense. Where, you know, like Ken was saying, you see a girl walking out of school, you know, either the last day of school, or, you know, the weather has changed and it's warm, and, you know, she wearing something a little more provocative than what she was wearing in February. So type thing. And it has just a cool vibe to it, though, too. You know, just the bass line to it. And I definitely see it. And it came out in June of 77, you know. So,
yeah,
not on my list, but I definitely up there for sure.
Yeah, and it's not as creepy if it's kind of like Dazed and Confused. Yeah. Daniel?
Well, I can't really deal with this song. I have taught, you know, I've been teaching 16-year-olds, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, and they're just kids. They don't know anything. They're really, you know, they haven't got a clue. There's nothing interesting about them. When they can't turn you on in that way, you know, because they're small kids. So this song never worked for me. I rarely listen to it. It sounds good, but the lyrics, they turn me off big time. So I can't really get into this song. So it never entered my mind as a summer song, just because I've been around 16-year-olds a lot, and I know what they are and how uninteresting they are and how they lack in a lot of areas, and they're just a pain in the ass.
They're so sheltered. They're like into their 20s now, and then they become offended. Okay. Move on into sixth place. We have three people agreed on this mighty song, okay. Hotter Than Hell. Lonnie.
Mark didn't like it, I guess.
Hotter Than Hell. I think, you know, it's summer. It's hot. Come on. But it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
How can you not have...
Right now, most of America.
He's not talking about the summer. He's talking about...
He's talking about the girl.
I understand that. I understand that. But it's summer. It's hot. Shit. I had to get up. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to get my run in before it got hot, because it's just ridiculous.
I thought I could understand.
I was done running like at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah,
I mean, hotter than hell makes sense. Why not? I understand that he's talking about a girl, but that works too. So kind of like the Strutter thing, that works too. So yeah, hotter than hell has to definitely be in there. It was a no-brainer. It had to be on my list.
Back to Daniel on this then. Hotter Than Hell's on your list as well. And why? Does it get that hot up there?
Yes, it does.
30 Celsius and above?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
right now we have like 20 Celsius, so it's a good summer night tonight.
We're 14 today.
And we had midsummer last night, but I guess you don't celebrate midsummer. It's a pagan
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, pagan thing.
We do, when people aren't spray painting Stonehenge with orange.
Okay. But hotter than hell, it could, just because it could refer to the weather, I think it's good enough. But and some of the lyrics are, she'll burn you like the midday sun and stuff like that. But also summer, it's like about summer love that can occur without warning. You know, you see someone and you dive in head first just because it feels so good. It doesn't necessarily end up well, but it really doesn't matter because it's summertime and you're living for the moment and you just go head first and hope for the best. So I think it's a cool song about, because eventually the girl that Paul met in that song, she had a wedding band or something, but it can be like that sometimes.
Minor complication. I also had Hotter Than Hell because it just reminds me of fucking Singapore in the summer. And then I hear Robin Williams' Good Morning Vietnam weather reports in my head. it's going to be hot. Damn hot. Hotter than hell. And fry an egg in my underpants, you know, shit like that. So, yeah, hotter than hell, but it also it equates to the feminine very nicely in the summer. Ken, didn't make your list. And we've seen some comments that the production makes it a no-go.
It's not the production for me. It's just I just didn't feel that. Kind of like Mark, it's kind of, you know, plodding on that album. And I can see if the title was something other than Hotter Than Hell and didn't have hotter that, you know, in it, you guys probably wouldn't have chosen that song just because it has hot in it.
I agree, Ken.
But it is the name of the song.
Yes, it is the name of the song. I know. You have a point there. But just what I'm saying. But yeah, I understand what you guys did and why you chose it. But I passed that one up.
Okay. Well, Mark, I'm going to let you package your comments and if you have any on Hotter Than Hell to the next song as well, which only just made your list and is in fifth place with 21 points, Rock and Roll All Night. And I'm actually surprised this one's even on the list because it doesn't strike me as a summer song in any way.
What?
Tell us why, Mark.
I don't know. I don't know what part of England you were born in, but I mean, if this doesn't strike you as a summer song, then I mean, you know, wow. I mean, I think I think this is what they were gunning for. They were, you know, they wanted a single, they wanted a party song, they wanted an anthem. You know, this is everything that sort of a summer song is meant to be. I mean, you know, and for me, I'm so over Rock and Roll Night. I mean, this song has been, you know, battered over our heads 100,000 times. But the fact of the matter is, it's still a good song when it comes to being a summer song. And it is easily the song that I hear the most on radio here in the summertime from Kiss, I'm saying, like, not in general. Just if they're going to play anything in the summertime from Kiss here, it's this song. You know, I mean, this is this song that represents, you know, at least here in my neck of the woods, summertime music, you know. And, you know, lyrically, maybe it doesn't have much to do with summertime, but, you know, in a way it does. I mean, you know, it's all about, you know, good times, party, you know, rock and rolling, you know. So I to me it makes sense. I mean, maybe not the strongest summer song ever, but if this doesn't connect as a summer song, then man, I don't know.
Well, Lonnie ranks it pretty highly as a summer song. Tell us why.
Same reasons Mark just said. It's a party, good time, good vibes, summer type song, in my opinion. Rock and roll all night. Well, the nights are long and the days are long, and then, you know, it's hanging out and outside for a long time while it's still light outside and you can be outside. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to me. I agree with Mark that in a lot of these lists that we make, I don't put Rock and Roll All Night on these lists when we're talking about favorite songs. But if we're talking about this theme, I think it just makes sense that Rock and Roll All Night belongs there for that reason. It's just a party, good time, good vibes summer type song, in my opinion.
And Mark, to answer your question, I don't know where you were born. Sex Pistols wrote a song. Satellite is where I was born. Ken.
Oh, cool.
Wait, no, Ken didn't pick it. Who?
I didn't. Mark,
Daniel. Daniel also had it very highly. Highest rank of a lot of you.
When you're talking about Kiss Summer playlists, you have to include this song, of course. First of all, when I made my list, I forgot about it. And then I listened to some music and Rock and Roll All Night came on. And I thought, wow, how did I forget about this one? Because as the other guy says, usually you don't put it on a list because you're so tired of the song. But I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Isn't that what summer is all about? When you know, it's such a perfect message. It's like going to a festival or a concert, not giving a damn about your problems, just wanting to stay all out all night. And you know, the nights over here are pretty long. You know, we have the midnight sun over here, so it never gets dark. So you just want to stay out, party all the way through the night. And I can't believe it that you didn't include this song on this list. If there is any list that this song belongs to, it's this list. It's a summer song. It's I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day. It's a perfect ending of a, you know, I've only seen Kiss in the summers. They only come here during the summers, you know, the festivals and that kind of stuff. And it's such a perfect way to end the concerts, you know. I had it actually in second place.
Yeah, well, just a point of reference. Solstice is over. Days are getting shorter now.
Yeah, I hate that. That's true.
We're heading back to the best time of year.
Oh, yeah. That is a sad thought.
No, it's a wonderful thought. Things are going to cool down. Ken, I'd really love to talk to you about one of your picks, but we can't, so Rock and Roll All Night didn't make your list. Poor Ken, he's just sitting there going...
Ken needs like a solo episode.
Eventually. It's okay. After the show, I'm going to listen to my playlist.
Screw you guys.
That's good, because no one else will listen to that playlist. So that's
Daniel.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Okay. Rock and Roll Night. Yeah, I could see that. That's kind of an easy pick in a way. But for me, Rock and Roll Night is every day of the year. That's kind of the rock and roll national anthem. And I also remember the live version of Rock and Roll Night. I remember it a little bit. The live version playing around, you know, October or in November or something like that in 75 on the radio. When late at night I had the radio, I turned this dial to 60 minutes on the old radios, and I let the radio station just play, and I'd fall asleep to the music. I do remember that one playing. I didn't know who it was at the time. I didn't know it was Kiss or whatever, and I didn't pay much attention to it, but I do remember that live version. And it was October, like I said. It wasn't summer for me, but like I said, I think it's an every day of the year kind of song.
Well, since you don't get to speak so much about any of your picks, why don't you lead us into why Daniel and Lonnie picked King of the Nighttime World, which is next up. Ken, was it worthy? King and if not, throw some insults at them and let's get salty.
King of the Nighttime World, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't understand that as a summer song. I don't get it. Is there a lyric in there, something about summer or anything? I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. Headlight Queen.
That one didn't even cross my mind.
Maybe that's a summer wish for many a young man.
But that one didn't even, you know, cross my mind. For instance, like I had Forever on mine, which is kind of the song that became the hit that led into Hot in the Shade tour, you know, that happened throughout the summer. That was huge. I thought for sure Forever would make
wedding
it.
Song.
But it didn't. So but yeah, song. King of the Nighttime World. It's okay. It's okay. I guess it's a good song. Yeah. But I wouldn't have picked it.
Okay, Daniel, you've got some explaining to do of why King of the Nighttime World is your number one pick in this.
Yeah.
it's so bad going to school. That line's enough for me. You know, we've all attended school. It's tough at times, but it is nothing compared to being a teacher at school. That's way tougher. So I just ended school a few days back, so this is the perfect line for me. It's so bad going to school, but now I feel like the king of the nighttime world. Now I'm free. I'm free until, you know, the mid of August. So I have some time to play back around to and being king of the nighttime world and live my secret dreams, as the lyric says. So I've been planning to go to some concerts and doing some traveling, and I have 1.5 months to do that. So that's why it made my list. You know, it speaks to me. You know, end of work, going out, doing what you really want to do, and feeling like the king of the nighttime world. No alarms, no meetings with teachers, no meeting with parents, nothing like that. So I'm totally free for 1.5 months. So that's why King of the Nighttime World is my pick.
Daniel gets to live for 1.5 months. Lonnie?
Yep.
I have it very high as well for a lot of the same reasons Daniel does. I'm not a teacher, but it's so bad going to school. So far from you and the dirty things that we do. It's about, you know, I relate it to a guy that's maybe like away from college and, you know, the Opal Archive is going to think I'm obsessed again, but a guy that's away from his girlfriend, you know, and it's so bad going to school so far from you. And he's coming home for the summertime and I'm the king of the nighttime world for the next 3 months while I don't have to go to school and I can live free. And, you know, I'm going to be home with you and we're going to do all the dirty things that we do type thing. So I think it's a great summer song, you know, and king of the nighttime world, like being out late at night, cause it's nice out. You could be outside and you just, you know, I, again, like I said at the top of the show, like I related it to like those summers, like, I mean, it makes me sound like an old man, but I mean, the best summers of your life, you know, like those summers, like in high school and college, where you have all this freedom and you don't even realize you have all this freedom because you don't even know what real responsibilities are. But King of the Nighttime World just reminds me of that time of my life.
Yeah, I would never have picked that. I had Flaming Youth from Destroyer on my list because we're stupid and we're lazy. We're going to sleep all day and we're going to burn the place down at night in the summer. You know, that's just what summers for me in upstate New York kind of were. Mark? Which Destroyer track makes you?
You know, the one thing I love about this podcast is how we can overanalyze something to death, like, and make it something so simple and basic. We can turn it into, or try to turn it into something much more than what it actually is. I mean, whatever people see in the song, I guess it's great. I think that's one of the things that most songwriters hope that people do, is that they take their song and make it something that connects to them in any way that they want and take meaning to it any way they want as well. I think most songwriters will say that they don't mind if people have their own spin on it. So I can understand where Daniel and where Lonnie are coming from with their, you know, views on how the song is. I mean, from what I gist of it, I mean, it's just basically about a guy who goes out at night and, you know, goes looking for chicks and has a great time with them at night. And that's great. I mean, that's probably at its core, the most simplest way to look at it. But, you know, as Kiss fans, we always have to look for much more deeper meaning to it sometimes. And that's fine. And I can understand why the song is looked at as a popular sort of summer song. It does have the upbeat vibe to it. It does have that sort of, you know, spirit to it where you kind of get excited to hear it and you put it on. And, you know, I've always said before, King of the Nighttime World is my favorite song off of this album. Okay, if I'm going to pick one song from this album that I think I like the best, it is this song. So I have no real issue with it being picked in this list. But I mean, it was never something that immediately clicked into my head as a summer song, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, next up is going to be a tie on 24 points. Three of the four of us picked Crazy Nights. And I had We have no unanimous picks today.
Okay.
We have only one song, and it's the next one with four of us. That's as close as we get. Everything else is three, two, or skewed, completely skewed by one of us. You know, I had to put Crazy, Crazy Nights on there because, again, it does remind me of the summer, not in a good way. But it reminds me of summer and is on my playlist. And on my playlist, it worked really well, actually. Ken, you didn't pick this one either. Should you have? Because then you might have had a few more picks.
Hmm? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should have picked this one. Crazy, Crazy Nights. Yeah, I could see that one. I thought about that one. But I picked, instead of Crazy, Crazy Nights, I chose the other night song from the same album, Turn on the Night. And what the, you know, so I thought that was the better one. So that was the only one I chose from the Crazy Nights album. You want me to say anything about I Just Wanna, the other one that was a tie?
No, let's come back to you so you get to speak twice in 2 seconds.
I'll say why I didn't pick that one later.
All right, Lonnie, this is your top song of your ranking.
It is. It surprised myself. I picked a song off Crazy Nights as my number one song for summer. But it just is to sound like a broken record. I mean, for the same reasons that I've chosen a lot of these other songs, Crazy, Crazy Nights, being outside, having fun and freedom and just carefree and just zero responsibility type song is what it feels like to me. It was obvious to me that it had to be the number one song for me. I think it's the perfect summertime anthem.
Daniel, you also ranked it highly.
Yeah, I think it's, I do agree with what Lana said, but I think it's about rallying in unison, you know, behind something that you believe in, feeling the support and brotherhood from others. It could be about attending a concert with your favorite band or a summer festival or just hanging out with friends that are on the same page as you or even doing a podcast with like-minded people. It's, you know, that brotherhood feeling when you're on the same level, you know, thinking the same. It's like one, what's that song with Kiss on Psycho Circus?
We Are One.
We Are One. That sort of feeling. That sort of feeling.
Ken says we're not so like-minded today, though.
No, no.
We are not one.
We are not one.
We are one. If you
we are psychos.
Not, if you're not counting Ken, then we're one. So, and actually, I was recently referred to as a fanatic by a colleague of mine when we were discussing music. And to me, that was like a badge of honor, you know. He knew that Kiss was my band, and he knew that I loved it. So I didn't feel bad at all. I said, oh, yeah, sure, I'm a fanatic. And the lyrics, of course, are great. They try to tell us we don't belong, but that's all right. We're a million strong. You are my people. You are my crowd. This is our music. We love it loud. I think that's such a strong message in this song. And it's all about brotherhood and doing something in unison. So I really like this song. And as a summer song, I do see why Lonnie picked it as his number one.
Well, 4 out of 5 of the KISS FAQ panel picked Summertime Blue. I mean, I Just Wanna as one of their picks. I had it highest because, again, it is such a great kind of summertime anthem because it's based on summertime blues, and it's just, you know, it's just a good let it go rock and roll kind of song. Mark, you also have this on yours.
Yes, and I want to just make a quick footnote here about Crazy, Crazy Nights. I didn't pick it, but I'm now in retrospect, I'm realizing that was a very big mistake. I don't know why I didn't pick it, because for all the reasons that Daniel and Lonnie talked about it, it is probably the ultimate summer song. I mean, everything about it from the beginning of the woo, right at the very top that he does a la Ric Flair, it's very summertime. You know, the whole song it just screams summer. So that was an error on my part. And I like saying when I make a mistake, I'll fess up to it and I'm claiming that that was an error on my part. Now, I just want to, again, is another one of these songs where when you first immediately hear it, it just right away screams summer to me, this song. I mean, you know, you can make all the references you want to, you know, the summertime blues and all those other songs that you say it mimics, but you know, all those songs were also summer songs, so it gives it all the more strength to put it in this panel, right? So I definitely think that this is a very well-structured song for summer listening. I think it's a perfect song for summertime, so I it has my vote for sure.
All right, Daniel, I just wanna...
Yeah, it's a song about having a vacation and do whatever you feel like, so that's perfect. You know, I don't want to correct essays and, trying to teach morals to kids, but I have to.
You really hate teaching, don't you?
No,
you really hate your profession. I know. Yeah.
My gosh.
Off camera.
I need some time off. You know, doing that all the time, I need some time off. And I Just Wanna is the perfect song to put on when you start the vacation. So I want to have fun, and I'm going to have it this summer.
That's
actually,
damn,
it's about
right.
A girl, this song, isn't it?
By the way, fun. Daniel, that was the 10th of your picks. So ten out of your 12 picks. That's just
That's awesome.
That is just sickening. And speaking of sickening, 9 out of 12 picks, Mr. Lonnie, you get the final word on revenge.
Well, how can you have a summertime playlist without I Just Wanna on there? Ken's going to dispute me here in a minute and tell me why we're all wrong. But, I go back to the summer of 92 also, and that video was on Revenge. I mean, that video was on Revenge. That video was on MTV quite a bit, actually, in that summer. And yeah. I remember, watching that over and over again. It reminds me of the summer of 92 a whole lot. And just playing the hell out of Revenge that summer. And the song is, again, just a fun type song that just belongs on any summer Kiss playlist. And I didn't rank it super high, but it had to be on my list.
Which takes us all the way back to number one and Ken. The number one song on the Kiss FAQ panel summer playlist is, Ken, something that you actually picked.
Yay!
Finally. Turn on the night. Why?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I didn't choose I Just Wanna because I thought it was just when I very first time I heard that song, Summertime Blues, I was like, oh man, that's a total ripoff. Summertime Blues, that riff, no. The whole thing. So I was like, no, that's, I just couldn't pick it. You know, so that's the main reason I didn't pick that one. All right, so Turn the Night, it's just a great feeling of a summer song. The night, going out in the night, in the warm summer air, having a good time. So I just think it's, that's when things come alive in the nights of the summer and that sort of thing, doesn't come alive in the winter or anything like that. I just think it, and plus it's just a great song from Crazy Nights. So that was on my list. I don't know what I ranked it. I think I have it somewhere. I actually ranked it 3 on my list. So that's probably what helped push it to 1 because it's so high there. So anyway, just a great song.
Yeah, I mean, similar sort of sentiment for me. It's my number one pick because it reminds me of the days where you'd be getting ready to go out. You'd be all jazzed. You're going to go see your friends. You're going to do stuff. It didn't matter if the night was going to end up in handcuffs and flashing lights. You know, everything was good as you were about to step out the door. There were no problems. The door was opening to possibilities as you exited your home. Whether you were coming back, was a different matter. So, Turn on the Night, it's everything that you hope. It's all about anticipation. It's all about fun. It's all about possibilities. Mark, you also agree as it's the top pick on your list.
Well, this should be absolutely no surprise for everybody who's been watching this podcast for as long as I've been on it. I've always sung the praises of this song, and many of you already heard the story about me when I first had this song, the convertible, when I went to California, blah, blah, blah. This song has been etched in my brain as a summer song permanently, and whenever I think of summertime, the first thing that comes into my mind is this song. I mean, it has everything that I want in a summer song, and most importantly, it has a very strong memory attached to it of summer. So that in itself makes it a very strong summer song for me. And again, all the things we talked about before, upbeat, the guitar is a heavy guitar-driven song, you know, and Paul Stanley's fantastic singing, and, you know, the message is there as well, like just like what Julian said, you know, it's all about the anticipation of the night and enjoying the nighttime and having a great time. So that's what the summertime is about. So, and I put it as number one for those reasons, but mainly because it has such a strong memory for me, and I have that connection to it for that reason.
Lonnie, it didn't make your list, but you did have Tomorrow and Tonight, which also made my list, so I'm sure it was just an oversight on your part.
It kind of was, though. You guys are making strong arguments for Turn on the Night. It makes a lot of sense. Like, you know, Tomorrow and Tonight, kind of for the same reason. I picked most of these songs. It was kind of an oversight. You know, I had maybe I just didn't want to put two songs off Crazy Nights. I really don't know, but you guys make strong arguments. It's a very good song. It is very summer type feeling, so. I guess I'm the lone wolf who doesn't have it on their list, but it's a great summertime song.
Daniel, I know you don't like The Night because you have about 6 months of it, but it didn't make your list.
No, it didn't. No. I think it's mind-boggling that two songs from Crazy Nights make the top of our list. I think that's the first time we've had two songs from Crazy Nights charting this high in any type of ranking we've done through the last decade almost. So that's kind of mind-boggling. But I do see why you guys picked it. It's a summer song. It's an upbeat song. But for me, Crazy Nights was always the stronger song. I do know you guys, you know, like Turn on the Night. You've talked about it a lot, but never really struck a chord with me. Crazy Nights is for me the stronger song, so that's why I picked that one from Crazy Nights. I can't pick two songs from Crazy Nights at the top of the list. Never happened and never will happen.
Yeah, well, three of the three top picks were all Unmasked, so we're saying that Unmasked Kiss, Unoriginal Kiss, is more of a summertime band.
Yeah, it is, in my opinion.
Which is kind of interesting. So Unmasked Kiss and Bruce Kulick in particular wins the summer of Kiss, a playlist in essence. You know, so just to recap our playlist, 15 songs, Come On and Love Me, I Want You, Naked City, Strutter, Heaven's on Fire, Take It Off, Cold Gin, Take Me, Christine 16, Hotter Than Hell, Rock and Roll All Night, King of the Nighttime World, Crazy Nights, I Just Wanna, and Turn on the Night make our Kiss FAQ panel playlist. And Ken completely disagrees with that, and we are all wrong. Clearly.
Except for three songs.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you were so out of the loop on this one. I mean,
it's okay.
Next topic you get to pick.
This happens a lot.
All right, so that's our summer playlist. Wherever you're listening to this, chime in. What is your 10 song Kiss playlist, and which are the picks from this panel that made ours do you think were absolutely lunatics for even entertaining as summer songs? But for now, from Daniel, Lonnie, Ken, Mark, and myself, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. Thank you for spending time listening to the Kiss FAQ podcast today. All sales are final. There are no refunds. If you'd like, look us up on Facebook or come over to the Kiss FAQ message board and discuss the topic we've broadcast today. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Spreaker, or wherever you've listened to the show. We hope you'll join us again.
I got nothing this time.